The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
And a good morning, everybody, on this Wednesday, the 23rd day of September. I'm Mark Davis, your little ray of talk show sunshine. And another kind of dreary, kind of cloudy, kind of drizzly day. But I have a lot of things to direct some light upon today. And we're going to just jump right in. Telephone number is 866-660-5759, 866-660-5759. I'm going to share some thoughts about where I think we are in the news, about where I think we are in the presidential race inside 6 weeks now, 41 days to save America. And we're also going to go inside a Fort Worth ISD school board meeting that ended about 4 hours ago. So I think it was, Channel 5's Alana Quillen was pulling the all-nighter on that. And it's the eternal debate of schools. You know, as we ask God for guidance here in about 60 seconds, some of it is about reclaiming our lives in the virus era, as I say, making it is returning to some semblance of normalcy on a safe and sane pace. And when it comes to our children, our most precious commodity, it's a tug of war because it is absolutely in their best interest to be back in school unless they get the virus, which makes you think, wow, it's in their best interest to just stay locked in the house and chained to a laptop. And as my buddy Paul Gleiser has said so often, there are no solutions. There are no solutions, only trade-offs. What kind of balance do you want to strike? If you lean toward letting kids get out of the house and go to school, and so many kids and parents are just praying for that to happen. Yeah, that does ramp up some of the risk of virus transmission. But if you keep them locked in the house and chained to a laptop, I mean, you absolutely do reduce the risk of virus transmission. There's some serious COVID mitigation involved in any lockdown. That is the plus side of any lockdown. But it remains a lockdown, which just eats the brain and the heart and the soul. So, my heart goes out to everybody balancing that out in a school board meeting, in a given school, or in a family. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot of it that is demanding and troubling, and a lot of it is dispiriting, but doggone it, man, there's a lot to cling to, and a lot to be happy about, and a lot of blessings amid all of this difficulty. So I'll tell you what, let's do with that in our heads. Let's gather for a moment, and then let's dive into today's topicality. 866-660-5759. Rhonda's off for a day today. The wonderful Matt Broom, the utility infielder of all time, is taking your calls. Shane is hovered over the 747 cockpit arrangement that we've got with our brand spanking new audio boards in here that now work. It was a serious fury of operator error. Is like, we're all creatures of habit in radio. I had this wonderful audio board in here that dated back to like the Carter administration, but it was mine and it was comfortable and I knew what the buttons did and I liked it. And now I got this new thing and it's like, but I've mastered that and we're good. And Gordon Griffin, of course, as you have heard at the top and bottom of each hour in the newsroom. So we are here, we're together, and that's all that matters. Now, let's go to some things that matter above all else. Lord, we ask you this morning for wisdom and for goodwill. We ask for the wisdom to navigate all of our problems, and we got some. COVID-19, social strife, political differences. God, fill us with the energy to be smart and safe as we reclaim our lives in the virus era. We pray for success for the minds working to help us come up with a safe vaccine. Let us lift up those whose lives and livelihoods have been sidelined by shutdowns and restrictions. Help us find smart solutions to our social problems, even as troublemakers seek to divide us. Amid these divisions, let us treat each other with respect and with patience as we work together to change what should be changed, but to resist those who would opportunistically sweep away vast portions of our history and our culture. Remind us, Almighty God, that in these most challenging of times, you are with us at all times, every day, every minute, to unite us to follow your guidance, to treat each other as we would like to be treated. If we follow you, Lord, we know we can get through anything. We ask these things in your holy name. Amen. There is one other thing as we have God's attention. Let me ask him for one thing. We need to find a baby. No, she's three. To be honest, any kid under seven is a baby. There's an Amber Alert. Dallas police, a three-year-old little girl. It's on my Twitter. Take a look at it. Girl named Chastity Collins was taken at about 12:30 this morning. Hang on a second. Let me get the license plate. And so, Dallas, listen, you steal a car, you can go anywhere. So just listen up. I'm going to give you the make, the model, and the tag number. And as I do, as you hone your attention for that, I have two goals. Number one, let's find this baby. And number two, for God's sake, don't leave your young kids in the car. I could argue don't leave any kid in the car for anything, ever. Because you just especially stopped at some stupid gas station. Have you been to a gas station? Do you know what kind of miscreants hover around those even in all types of neighborhoods? So somebody rolled up at 12:30 in the morning. First of all, what are you doing driving around with your kid at 12:30 in the morning? There is that. Anyway, though, convenience store, 2400 block of West Ledbetter, not far from Executive Airport. So just don't leave your kids in the car, all right? Please. But now, what's done is done here. Let's focus. Let's find this kid. About 12:30 this morning, a white four-door Lincoln MKZ, stolen from outside that convenience store, 2400 block of West Ledbetter Drive. The three-year-old in question is a beautiful, beautiful little black girl. She is Chastity Collins, and she was inside it when it was taken. Here is the license plate. First of all, short-sleeved gray shirt, gray tights, no shoes. License plate on the Lincoln is Texas plate, JJT 5997, JJT 5997. Now, this is now almost 7 hours ago. The thing could be in Oklahoma by now. I put that out. This is why they do Amber Alerts. Amber Alerts were born on radio for situations just like this. And 911 will do it. If you spot this vehicle, you 911 that thing immediately. And let's find this baby. And please, God, let her be safe. Usually, a lot of times people steal cars. They don't even know you got a kid in the back seat. It's like, dang, what's that? And then they either abandon the car or some just let's have the best possible outcome here for this little girl. Chastity Collins. She is three. You can see her picture there on my Twitter feed. A Lincoln. And what is it? Oh, heck, I don't even know what cars anymore. Lincolns and Cadillac. Lincoln. Is that the Lincoln? Is that the, sort of their SUV sort of kind of? Hang on a second. No. It's that nifty little low slung sedan. It's a Lincoln MKZ. And it is, what color is that thing again? It is white. Four door. Texas plate. JJT. 5997, JJT 5997. Lord, let this child be safe. Okay. As we go through, it's funny. I get to wake up this morning and, you know, come in, do a talk show, and whatever you're doing, you're getting up and, just starting to get ready and start your day and put on a pot of coffee and go to school and go to work and go wherever you're going, presuming school is open, presuming work is open. And every once in a while, as we're going about the delicious, blissful routine, even in this virus shattered time, there, you think about this little girl, you think about her family, you think about and how their life has come to a stop. So let us lift up in prayer this family, this girl, and a prayer for a good result and soon. Okay. When does a bad thing turn into a good thing? When are examples of people just behaving execrably turn into a net plus? Answer is Democrat Party on the occasion of the naming of the president's Supreme Court justice. Looks like that will be 5 o'clock, I guess 4 o'clock our time on Saturday. So, hey, turn away from whatever college football may be on and catch that Trump name. And listen, the Amy Coney Barrett is in the news so very much. It's like the world expects her. And I've said either Amy Coney Barrett or Barbara Lagoa of Florida, also a Catholic. So look for, no matter what you get, you're going to get massive anti-Catholic bigotry. And by the way, the first presidential debate, woohoo, the first presidential debate is inside a week. It is Tuesday of next week. Hang on a second. Let me plug something because I am going to do an event. Oh, it's an online event. I ain't wandering into public just yet, although I will in the month of October. It's something you can attend. Watch this space for further details. Let me hang on. It's from our friends at IPI. It's going to be an Eventbrite invitation, and I'll send you to it here a bit later in this week. But Matt Makowiak and I and Wade Emmert, Matt. Travis County Republican chair, longtime analyst and pundit and wonderful guy, guest on the show, Wade Emmert, who is now chief counsel for Texas Republican Party, former county chair, Dallas County Republican chair, wonderful guy, not just a guest on this show, but a guest host of this show. So Wade and Tom Giovanetti of IPI, maybe some more of their folks. We're going to have a big old pre-debate. So just, make your own, nachos and guacamole or whatever. And before the debate is on, you can hop online and hang out with us at a big online pre-debate watch party analysis session. So just free up your laptop in the hour and a half or so prior to the debate. And I'll have more details for you on that in a second. Did you notice I said on Saturday, switch off the college football and catch the Trump Supreme Court pick at about 4 o'clock our time? Speaking of turning off the TV when football is on, I did the minute Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle Dontari Poe's knee hit the turf. Click. Goodbye. An amazing game played out afterwards. I saw none of it. And I have zero regret. I mean, I can read. I have, that thing called the internet, so I kind of know what happened. But I was not a participant in, a consumer of, nor will I be until Jerry Jones decides to live up to that moniker of America's team. Oh, Mark, it was only one player. It could have been much more. Yeah, could have been zero, too. And that's what I need. I need it to be clear on so-called America's team that kneeling during the anthem is not permitted. When I say it's not permitted, let's just say it's not going to happen. I don't need it to come from a Jerry Jones, fist on the table edict. Get your knees off the turf. Come on, America's team, stop that. Let's how about have the team pull its head out and realize that we're doing, how much social justice puffery do we have to engage in before folks are satisfied, before they can leave the anthem alone? Now, the reason I'm bringing this up again, have you caught those ratings? Uh-huh. Barry Horn, long time, wonderful chronicler of sports media data and trends and things, reveals that for the Cowboys-Falcons, a noon start. Now, let us stipulate that the noon games are going to have a somewhat smaller audience than, say, the 3:30 kickoffs, or especially or like the night games when the Cowboys are on Sunday night or Thursday night or Monday night football. So those are your big, 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 big audiences. Noon somewhat less because, hey, we're all in church and the day has barely begun, blah, blah, blah. But there were two noon starts for the Cowboys last year. They averaged a 30 share, which is pretty big. I mean, that means like 30% of the TVs that were on the Cowboys, right? That was the noon norm for your Dallas Cowboys last year. 29.8, call it 30. Guess what Sunday was? 22. And I have spent the last couple of days hearing a lot of the sports heads, and I love the sports heads, a collective term for everybody that writes, has a show, does this, does that. Well, it must be the U.S. Open. Yeah, it was the U.S. Open. Yeah, that was there in the final round there. You know, Bryson DeChambeau was on the way to winning that, and yeah. Oh, it's the NBA playoffs. Oh, yeah, the NHL. Oh, my gosh, there's so much sports going on. There's so much sports. The NBA and the Stanley Cup are not on at noon. The tension in the U.S. Open was not happening at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I magically know that from 30 to a 22 share, a loss, as Barry Horn estimates, of 180,000 homes in North Texas, not watching the Cowboys, who otherwise did last year. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I magically know that all, 180,000 homes, that entire 25% or so decrease in ratings was people who, like I did, turned the dang TV off because America's team chose to dishonor the country or allow the country to be dishonored even by one player. I'm not going to say I magically know that that's 100% of what the problem was. Maybe it's just the weirdness of sports. Maybe it's just that sports are less a part of our lives. I know they're way less a part of mine. Stars ain't kneeling anymore, so let's watch that game 3. Stars and the Tampa Bay Lightning for the Stanley Cup. We might win a Stanley Cup and nobody will know it. Or a few will. I don't know. So, I mean, best wishes to the Stars. Anyway, though, huge ratings dip for the Cowboys. Now, do I celebrate this, love this? No, I want people watching the Cowboys. If they can pull stuff out of some orifice like they did on Sunday with that crazy comeback, I want to watch it. I want people to be able to watch it. And they're driving us away. Jerry Jones is allowing this nonsense, and it must stop. Get control of your team. And all the sports heads have just no. They won't. Even remotely consider the possibility that you should have seen the pretzels they're contorting themselves into. Oh, it was a U.S. Open. Oh, NBA, NHL, so much sports. Yeah. How about this, guys? How about this being at least a part of it, probably the biggest part of it, that the Cowboys and the NFL have driven away legions of fans with their anthem disrespect and woke social justice street theater. It's driving people. I mean, how many times have I heard from people? And whenever I toss any of this stuff up on Twitter, like, Mark, I don't care. I stopped watching a long time ago. You have bailed. They have driven you away. So, little Cowboys ratings news. Jerry, best quarterback in football, right? Quick, who's the best quarterback in football? For my money right now, it seems to be Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks. And we get to go out there and play him this Sunday. Here's a crazy idea. Make it so I can watch, please. Am I asking too much? All right, I'm going to ask our talk show buddy Mike Gallagher what he thinks about a few stories. Cindy McCain has come out with a shocking presidential endorsement. Good grief. What else? Oh, here comes a raft of anti-Catholic bigotry if Lagoa or Amy Coney Barrett are chosen, and a number of other things that I have for my talk show buddy Mike. All of this and more coming up right after we do Headlines with Gordon Griffin. All that's coming up next. 866-660-5759. Mark Davis, happy Wednesday, 725.
Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
There are so many Ray Charles records I could play. Oh, and I will.
You've grown cold and no longer care for me.
Ray Charles, born 90 years ago today in Albany, Georgia.
In you is gone, but the heartaches linger on.
My parents loved this record. It's part of one of my earliest musical memories from when I was about 4 years old, 1962, the great Ray Charles. All righty, let us hop into the news with Gordon Griffin and then see what is on Mike Gallagher's talk show Mind. Can't wait. I'm ready. 7:32. Here's Gordon. Usually there's a musical intro just for about 30 seconds, though, as we welcome Mike Gallagher. This is headed straight to Mike, a Mike Gallagher show showbiz moment.
Kids willing to stick together and pull yourselves out of a hole?
You bet.
Sure. I've got an idea. Our folks think we're babes in arms, huh? Well, we'll show them whether we're babes in arms or not. I'm going to write a show for us and put it on right here in Seaport. Why, it'll be the most up-to-date thing these hicks around here have ever seen. Opening night, we'll have Max Gordon, Sam Harris, Lee Schubert down to give us the once-over. How about it, kids? We'll get
everything. That is the famous Hey, Let's Put on a Show, Mike, from 1939, the film Babes in Arms, Mickey Rooney and wow. Judy Garland. And that whole Let's Put on a Show thing is sort of woven. Let's put on a show. Let's just have a play. It's the spirit with which you and I conduct our respective programs. And the reason I roll that out, Mickey Rooney, born 100 years ago today. This is Mickey Rooney's 100th birthday, born Joseph Yule Jr. in Brooklyn 100 years ago. And what a career. Started out in radio, a ton of movies, all the Andy Hardy movies. And you remember 1981, there was a TV, a made-for-TV thing called Bill, about a real guy, Bill Sackler, I think his name was.
It was like mentally challenged.
Yes, exactly right. It was an incredibly compelling portrayal. I think he won a couple of Emmys for that.
The
great Mickey Rooney, a Mike Gallagher showbiz moment. 100th birthday for Mickey.
Can I tell you how today, driving into work, listening to you every morning, how I got kind of chills over when two people are so like-minded that... Let me go through a quick exercise.
Sure.
Because I'm just dying to tell you this. You know the Tampa Bay area, and I'm going over the dreaded Howard Franklin Bridge. And which isn't so dreaded anymore. They've done a lot of construction and they've expanded lanes. And of course, there's no traffic here anyway, not like there used to be when I first moved here. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty easy commute. But I listen to you every single morning on the app. Highly recommended, incidentally, if you're not listening to 660 AM, if you get outside of Texas. So I'm hearing you talk about when does a net positive result from something terrible?
Right.
And every night when I go to bed and every morning when I wake up, I kind of in my mind, I go through my frame of thought to do the show. And that includes a very important part of my morning. That's 7:35. So I always flesh out what my position is and how I'm going to present what's on my heart and what's in my head. And one of the things that is a driving topic for me is the anti-Catholic bigotry that we're sure to see from the Democrats, because that's what they're left with. They can't stop it. They can't stop the nomination from happening. And I just had this realization this morning. Please do it. It's okay. Do that. Let's not resist it. Let's let them demonstrate their anti-religious bigotry that they're already starting to do it. We're already seeing it. Amy Coney Barrett is a zealot. Barbara Lagoa is one of those shifty Catholics too. We're going to see it, and it's so clear what it is. We know what religious bigotry sounds like. Jews run the world. Jews are stingy. Muslims are all bad. Everybody who's a Muslim is a bad person and a terrorist. And you're not allowed to have a set of beliefs guided by your religious views.
Correct.
That's the personification. Yeah. That's the embodiment. That is literally bigotry.
Because it must mean that if you are a Bible-believing Christian of any denomination, that you will absolutely bring your beliefs onto the court and try to shape the country to your will, which, ironically, is what the left does. That's how you get Roe v. Wade. They didn't get that from the Constitution. It's what they wanted the world to be. Continue, please. You're on a roll.
What else could it be, Mark? I mean, how did Ruth Bader Ginsburg shape her views? What shaped her views? Could it have been her Judaism? Could it have been her feminism? Whatever it was, she got to have that. You get to have a radio show and start every morning with an inspirational, uplifting blessing of a prayer. You get to do those things. Now, you're not a Supreme Court justice, but we all are guided by something. Mm-hmm. You might be guided by climate change. You may be so fixated on the planet ending in three years that that's what forms your views. You're allowed to. You're a human being with a brain, with a heart, with a soul. You get to do that. But the Democrats say you're not allowed to do that if you're a Catholic. The Democrats say you're not allowed to do that if your belief in God and in Jesus leads you to believe that the taking of a life in the womb is a terrible thing. And so that's what they're fixated on. And again, welcome it. Don't resist it. Don't shut it down. Identify what it is and let them do it. I hope they do. It's like what the president said this week about impeaching him. Please impeach me.
Make our day.
Bring it on.
Bring it.
Bring it on.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. And that's the, so I thought, man, Mark and I are on such an exact same wavelength and plane when you say that a net positive absolutely results from this. Now, let's go back to the pick of Amy Coney Barrett, supposedly. I don't know enough about the judicial background of a Supreme Court nominee, and I never will. That's a little bit like me knowing what's under the hood of a car. I trust the Federalist. I trust a lot of good, smart people. I do know that Biden is very vulnerable right now in Florida, a state he needs to have, with Hispanics. Not only do I love the optics of a Hispanic woman from Florida being selected to the Supreme Court Saturday at 4 o'clock. I also want the clarity of attacks on a woman of color.
Yep.
This is a woman of color. No way around it. So I want to hear Feinstein or Kamala Harris or any of them attack a woman of color. Bring on that clarity, Mark. So I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that it is necessarily Amy Coney Barrett.
No, nor am I. That she has the majority of the buzz going at the moment. Is this me suggesting wonderful women, both magnificent picks, both? But if given the choice in an ideal world, there's stuff that Barbara Lagoa brings to the table that you think is of even more value in terms of the optics of how we can weaponize what Democrats will do to her. And maybe it gets you a vote or two in Florida.
Oh, maybe more than a vote or two. And incidentally, like I said yesterday, I wouldn't be shocked if Trump made an announcement Saturday at 4 o'clock that he has selected the Hamburglar.
Yes.
Maybe Ronald Mann. It could be anything. We think we've got him figured out.
Kimberly Guilfoyle. I mean,
Judge Jeanine. I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro. Fox News. I love her. I have no idea. So we may be all shocked Saturday at 4 o'clock. So who knows? By the way, real quick point on I'll show you how numb we are to anti-Christian bias. Mm-hmm. I just talked about, you know, the anti-religious bias of what they're probably going to do to a Catholic woman. It's anti-Christian. It's not even anti-Catholic.
Oh no, exactly. It wouldn't like matter if somebody was an evangelical Christian, a Protestant, non-denominational. Oh, they'd go after them too, by all means.
They'd go nuts. You need a constitutionalist. You need an originalist. You need somebody who's going to follow the law. Incidentally, I'm going to make your day. I'm going to make everybody's day. Tell me, please tell me, please tell me. You saw the video of the woman flipping off Trump supporters, taunting them, flipping them off from her car. She's driving, and she's stopped on the street.
I can't say I did. Where was this?
Oh, Mark, Mark, Mark.
Okay, all right.
She's all right. So
please tell me something. Don't tell me something terrible happens to her.
Oh no. Well, here's her dignity.
Okay.
Her reputation.
All right.
This is called a
metaphor. I don't want her to run into a brick wall or anything. But go ahead.
Well, she ran into a car because as she's leaning out the window, flipping off Trump supporters, she lets her foot off the break, and she promptly slams into the stopped car in front of her on the road. I've got the video.
That's tremendous.
Derek's putting it together. I'll send it out to any listener of the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM The Answer. You just text the keyword karma with a K to 800-655-6453.
Oh,
I'll send you
tremendous.
Back the video link.
That
oh, Mark,
is
it'll
tremendous.
Put a smile on your face. She's not just satisfied with her powerful gestures. She decided to lean out the window, flipping them off with her arms and hands wet, and took her foot off the brake.
There is, and that's a metaphor for all of these Trump haters who are going to get exactly what they deserve. Listen, I don't necessarily mean that I know they're going to get what they deserve on November 3rd. I like our chances, as my buddy Mike says. But when you texted me the other day with some little bit of concern, I'm glad to hear you today, about that New York Magazine cover by Jonathan Chait, "The Case for Consequences. Defeating Trump in November will not be enough." And it's a detailed article about how he needs to be dragged off to Rikers Island. And I wrote back to you, this is awesome. This is all going to backfire. And it really, really is. In our last minute or two, please, Cindy McCain, may God bless her and her departed husband. I that's the first thing I want to say. The second thing I want to say is Trump derangement syndrome is a mental illness. This woman will now endorse Joe Biden because Donald Trump was mean to her husband. Now, if she sat this election out and didn't want to talk about it much, whatever. But the Trump agenda is the McCain agenda, 80% of it, except for the 20% that McCain wasn't a conservative, from lower taxes to regulatory reform. McCain would have loved every one of these Supreme Court justices, I believe. And yet Cindy McCain, in a fit of pique, is going to endorse Joe Biden. And God bless her. I want nothing but health and prosperity for her. Nothing personal. But that's just insane.
I'm so confused that anybody thinks this is insane or surprising. With all due respect, you're surprised?
Oh, no.
This is as surprising to me.
Her husband would have done the same thing. Does anyone doubt that John McCain, had he lived, would be doing exactly the same thing?
The AP called this a stunning rebuke of Trump.
What?
Who in the world didn't see this coming any more than who didn't see that we were going to hit, sadly, 200,000 deaths yesterday?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, who's surprised? But they act like this is such a bombshell.
Yeah.
There's no surprise there. Incidentally, quick note about COVID and 200,000. I got something in the mail yesterday. And this arrived. It's a flyer. A big picture of a sad-looking young lady. My dad's only pre-existing condition was trusting Donald Trump, and he paid with his life.
Oh, no. Whose ad is that?
It's a Democrat operative of some kind here in Florida.
Uh-huh.
You flip it over. Kristen's dad, Mark Urquiza, died of COVID-19 alone in the ICU with the nurse holding his hand. Like hundreds of thousands of others, his death is due to the carelessness of Donald Trump and the politicians who enabled him. Now, two things. I've had a lot of loss in my life starting when I was 11 years old. So I always have a rule. You get to grieve any way you want to grieve. You want to blame anybody for somebody's death? Okay, leave that person alone. Do you know how pathetic it is to, first of all, be involved in a process to exploit his death by people? She didn't just take out an ad and send it out to undoubtedly millions of people in Florida. You know, she was part of an effort, and an effort came. I'm sure they said, "We're going to make this an ad, honey. We're going to take your dad's death." When you're blaming a politician in Washington for your dad's death due to a virus that has taken people all over the world, that's clarity, Mark. That's clarity.
And that's going to backfire, too. And I don't mean up against this particular person, but this whole thing. Have you seen some of the I think Dr. Gupta and some other people said that but for Trump, 70, 80, 90% of the coronavirus deaths would still be alive. Like, really?
Well,
so.
And how about Bloomberg buying votes literally in Florida, spending millions to buy felons' votes in the state of Florida so that they're eligible to vote because they owe fines and restitution.
That's right.
He's going to pay it. That's literally against federal law, Mark.
Yep.
I mean, buying votes, literally, actually buying votes. We're all over that as well.
Our chances.
We got a couple things to start about it. Talk about it 10:05.
Hey,
don't you think?
Let's do a show. I know what we should do. Let's make a show, as Mickey Rooney would have us do. Said we're ready, Mike Gallagher, today at 10.
For everyone coming tonight.
It is 7:53. Mike's along at 10 on 660 AM The Answer.
Spend your eyes and look closer. I'm not
between you and your ambition. So you're going to get a lot of Ray Charles today because it's Ray Charles' birthday. But the other musical birthday of note, young lady born in Buffalo, New York, 50 years ago today, lady named Annie DeFranco. She's great. Annie, A-N-I, DeFranco. And 32 flavors. All right, we have a lot of topical flavors today, so let's see where we go next. 866-660-5759. Let me take you in a couple of places. Obviously, a lot about the Supreme Court nomination, the presidential race, but also locally. Fort Worth ISD had everybody up till 3 o'clock in the morning with a decision on how much more, you know, online school we got to do. So we'll put a toe in the pool of that as well. And you are welcome to give us a shout about anything you like. 866-660-5759. Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer, 759.